Last year, there was a big $96 million Ponzi scheme on Long Island. It had all the trappings of a Hollywood con, offshore shell companies and luxury cars, and there was even this famous beach resort near the Hamptons. But for the victim, it was anything but glamorous.
He said, I thought it was just some little, you know, run-of-the-mill mutual fund we were in, a very safe investment.
Jan is a businesswoman from Texas. She never got swooned or fast talk, never golfed with the scammer. She didn't even get to visit the beach resort. There was just a regular Joe broker, a major investment company that had its names on lots of buildings. Then finally a call from the Securities and Exchange Commission.
But I remember thinking, not again. I'm thinking, you're kidding.
This is Jan's second time in a Ponzi. Between the two scams, she's lost $200,000. She's embarrassed about it, so she asked that we only use her first name. Jan's story of how she got tricked is actually very common. Step one is falling into an aura of exclusivity. Alan Wasserman has litigated against lots of these Ponzi schemers.
People would come to him and say, I'd like to invest with you, and he'd say, no. I don't have enough room. I can't take on other investors. And that's common among perpetrators of Ponzi schemes.
In Jan's case, there was an exclusive investors conference in Phoenix.
30, 40 people. It wasn't a large group. A lot of these people had invested with this company before, so they were long-term clients. So that's the way they presented their exclusivity. We're so smart, we have figured out other ways to make money that most of the people in the system don't know about.
This idea of exclusivity is important because it leads to step two in falling for Ponzi. Excitement.
Hello?
Richard Taffler is a researcher at Warwick University in England. He studies what's called emotional and behavioral finance,
which look at the role psychology and unconscious fantasy play in investment.
He says no one makes investment decisions without some level of emotion. Cold, hard reason just doesn't exist. Not even for the 52 professionals Taffler studied over a one-year period, asking them how they felt about their portfolio decisions. He says most investment decisions weren't motivated by profit as much as the quest for excitement, that investment or Ponzi scheme that only you know about.
And so it's, in a sense, it's hardwired into us that what is in reality impossible nonetheless is real, i.e. they can have what they want when they want it. They can rub Aladdin's lamp and just ask for what they want. So it's linked very much to the earliest stages of neonatal development.
Taffler says when we were babies, all we had to do was open our mouths and we were fed. When we cried, these fantastic objects appeared from nowhere and soothed us.
I agree with him. When you really look at subconsciously, pie in the sky, I'm going to find the gold mine. As an entrepreneur, that's what keeps me going. There's always that it's going to get bigger and better.
The third step in falling for Ponzi is trust or gullibility. Yale School of Management professor Dalian Kane says that all of us are born gullible, and he points to this experiment.
I've got a Canadian brown bear in the back of that car. Not a fake teddy bear. No, a real bear. He's 888 pounds. He's huge. He's frothing at the mouth. He's tearing up my leather. Oh, wow, is he destroying my car.
There isn't a Canadian brown bear destroying his back seat. But what image was in your head? An empty car or the bear in the back seat?
The point is this, that even imagining or entertaining the preposterous, the brain's natural inclination is to first imagine it true. We are natural confirmation machines.
Jan, like probably most of us, pictured the bear in the back seat.
That's what I'm saying. Your mind will play tricks on you. Your mind's always going to try to go back to the safe harbor. And it's really hard to admit in the middle of a ball game that you made a big mistake.
So you've fallen for two Ponzi schemes now. Do you think you could fall for a third?
Oh, yeah.
And so you think anybody could fall into them?
If I tell you I'm going to make 5 to 8% return and here's an audit, I'm probably going to go, okay, that sounds good to me.
After a 9-month hiatus, Jan is back to investing. Hopefully, not in another Ponzi scheme. Charles Lane, WSHU News.